people are going to have to be leaving. We have other commitments. And so if you can please be brief, and you are welcome to submit any written response. That's perfectly okay as well. So why don't we just begin at the right-hand side. And please state your name and which issue you're speaking to. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Jessica DeSalt. I'm speaking with regards to Dr. Marks and the Oregon State Youth Program at UNO. I'm also speaking as a recent graduate at UNO in the School of Music and the community member. Dr. Marks and his Oregon students are extremely important to the community. They perform on a weekly basis in churches and organizations around state. They've been involved with the recovery of the Cornerstone Oregon, Oregon Symphony, and other organizations. Academically speaking, Dr. Marks and the Oregon program have been extremely important to me as a music student. Countless times we've performed in venues with the student or Dr. Marks on the program. And for a university that is focusing on European high art music in particular, to cut the organ studies program would be disastrous. It would be deleterious to the entire program. Chamber music-wise, I played in a Baroque ensemble recently that Dr. Marks coached because he also has particular emphasis on harpsichord and Baroque styles and techniques. And organ is just not something that can be cut. It's vital to the study of music here at UNL. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Professor Pamela Starr, and I guess in comparison, I represent the aged point of view, the perspective of 25 years here at UNL, very proud years. And I found throughout these years that the organ program was one of our crown jewels in the School of Music. And when the two professors who were there when I first started, that was Faulkner and Ritchie, retired, we were to great efforts to bring in someone who would be equal to that tradition, and that is Christopher Marks. Not only a superb organist and teacher, but also a scholar and a mainstay of our theory program. We hired him specifically to wear two hats, and he has done so superbly. In terms of the organ program, though the number of graduates is small, like some of the art education people, they always work because there are always needs for organ, for fellow Unitarian Church organists, both in Lincoln and in Nebraska and elsewhere. Our organ program is, I believe, the only professional university-level organ program in this state. And if it goes, there is nothing that can replace it. There are, to be sure, organ programs that offer some training, but usually at higher education institutions with a sectarian bias or a non-professional orientation. We are the only non-sectarian, university-level Research One program that shapes and trains organists for professional as well as for higher curriculum study. And to lose this would be a great, great shame for the state of Nebraska.
Thank you.
Therese Hibbard, I'm the associate professor, one of the professors of the Berkeley Professor of Choral Music, associate director of choral activities, and I would just like to speak sort of from that viewpoint for Dr. Marks and our organ studies area program major. We haven't quite decided the semantics of those terms, having been here earlier today. I would like to speak beyond just the music impact of music majors because of Dr. Marks and his students and the integral part of organ in the practice of any choral music, particularly the first 400 years. Whether it's sacred, secular, or whatever, it is a vital part of how we offer choral conducting, choral music study, choral history, singing in general, and yes, I am a soprano. And an organ is just one of those voices, and it would be just as detrimental to remove a soprano, alto, tenor, bass as it is to remove the voice of organ in our choral performances. I would also like to say that we just did a Florida Reckoning performance with men's, women's, and City and East Kansas choirs, the majority of which are not music majors. There were over 200 people on that stage. Dr. Marks participated. Several of his students also played the organ. It was a marvelous performance. So to remove this vital energy and the focus of much of our own performance will not only impact us at the major school of music, in my own recruiting of undergraduate and graduate students towards choral study, almost as an embarrassment, but it would impact, I would say, the majority of the students who participate in any kind of musical activity at this university. And there is no other. You can talk about Big 10, Big 12, Small 14, whatever, but we are the only presence in the state and the region. And to be able to attract the students, particularly our graduate students from outside the state, who come here to study at the doctoral master's level in choral music, I just can't imagine how we can offer them a comprehensive study without an organ program major.
Thank you.
My name is Sarah Schott, and I am a graduate of UNL twice, a journalism degree in 1991, and a choral music organ performance emphasis in 1996. I currently work at a congregation here in town, and I did a quick email to some of my colleagues. I got to thinking about this after Easter was over and we had a chance to think, and I emailed some of my colleagues to ask what's the average attendance where you play. My colleagues are almost only island of UNL grads because it's not a degree here. 10 of them play in front of over 5,000 people every single week. So between the 10 of us, we play in front of 5,000 people. We have a tremendous impact, not just in our playing, but in the fact that in my work, in a small niche congregation, I work with singers from the ages of 3 to 83 every single week. And we teach them music, and we teach them art, and we teach them how all of that works together. And those people stay interested, and they come to the university, and they may major in something else, but they'll sing in choruses, and they will take music lessons, and it is something that will affect their whole lives. And when I thought about this program disappearing, I thought about who is in the position in Lincoln, who is playing for worship services, who is playing for community choruses, and all of those things. And those are UNL grads. And when this program ceases to exist, and those UNL grads aren't here, in 10 or 15 or 20 years, when I think about what the landscape of the arts in this city will be, I just can't imagine it. This is a devastating, devastating cut to make. And the other thing that I want to make a point about is that I'm a farm girl from South Dakota, and I came here to study journalism. Decided that, sorry, Dr. Bender, that wasn't the life for me. So I switched to music. And in that study, course of study, I met several people who didn't major in organ, but who maybe majored in agriculture and took organ lessons. And I know at least two men who are farmers in central to western Nebraska, one farther west than the other, who play for their congregations on a regular basis. Those smaller communities have no access to the arts in the way that we just take for granted here in Lincoln, of course. And they appreciate to no end anyone who went to the effort to get that training. And they literally will not have a place to do that. This is a university that attracts people interested in agriculture, people who go back out west. And we need to have that presence and that possibility for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Rachel Alvin. I'm a recent graduate Saturday of the College of Journalism. And I'm here because in the College of Journalism at Academia, Nebraska, I saw a lot of budget cuts over 4 years. I saw how studying patterns went here and at other universities reading their papers. And I just want to say that I'm disappointed to see today that the cuts that we're talking about are all programs for students. They're all educational programs. We're not cutting into extremely glamorous administrative salaries. These teams will be able to tell us about Sheldon, you know what I'm talking about, Sheridan Boulevard, quite nice. We're not cutting into extreme salaries. We're not cutting into a lot of really glamorous buildings that could have been used by students if they were less glamorous, they still could have been used by students. We build really glamorous things. We give really great salaries to certain people, not other people. And we're always raising tuition to do this and cutting programs at the same time, and I just don't understand how we can keep going on this path. It's kind of disappointing. And also, I want to mention that other, I know this is, maybe this is the right form for everyone because you don't determine administrative salaries, but maybe you can pass it on to the right people. I'm just concerned that the programs are the things that are being cut, and students are asked to pay more and more tuition even though their programs are being cut, and the kind of extra things don't seem to be on the chopping block. I know that we've had cuts to make to reduce the cost of keeping buildings up, turning lights out, that kind of thing, but the really big things don't seem to be on the chopping block because this university, and every university, I think, in this country right now, is so concerned with keeping up with the Joneses. There is a concept of higher education inflation. I learned about this when I was reporting for ASUN, and I went there, the former president explained to me why she voted yes for a tuition increase as a student regent. She said that regular inflation is 2 to 3%. Higher education inflation is 5%, maybe 6%. I said, why? What's the difference? How can it be that much more expensive every year to run a university than to run the rest of the world? I think that there's something going on and that people need to definitely pay attention to it because it's getting, you can't expect students and their families to keep taking on this kind of debt. I knew people, when I was working at a hotel who went to UNL in the 90s, their credit hours were $70. My credit hours were $200 by the time I got out. I can't imagine what they will be when my little sister who's 15 gets here in 7 years. I don't want to think about that. And I just want to tell you that I'm graduating with $33,000 in debt. My family took on $33,000 other dollars. I took half of it, they took half of it. And so this is a burden on students, but also on their families who don't have as much time to recoup. And I just want everyone who makes any kind of budget decision, who knows people who make some of those other larger decisions, to know that this can, this trend cannot continue.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Nancy Child. I'm speaking to the issue of art education. I am the curriculum specialist for visual arts for the Linden Public School System. I work with 70 teachers in 52 buildings, and we teach 32,000 students. More than half of my art teachers graduated from the University of Nebraska. Why do we hire UNL graduates? Because they are the best. We talked about the fact that there are many other places in Nebraska to get an art education degree. There is no other place in Nebraska where they will get the studio experience that they get at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. We have world-class professors. You listen to Jean Detlefson talk about her passion for the program. You didn't hear her talk about her resume. She is a world-class curriculum writer. She has worked on councils nationally. She eats, breathes, and lives curriculum. You will not get the quality of students, even though there might be other programs available. The best quality program is right here at the University of Nebraska and Lincoln. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Sheila Hubbard, and I'm speaking to the cuts for K-12 education endorsement. I'm a guidance counselor in Newark, Nebraska at the high school. I took the afternoon off to be here because I want to speak to the idea that the flagship university needs to keep K-12 art education in that program, because it would be an embarrassment, as they said, for Oregon not to have it. We have a studio commitment here of internationally known artists. The other programs are strong. I've had student teachers, in the past, I've been in art education. I've had student teachers from at least, I think I counted 8 of the programs that you're talking about. All of my student teachers in art were always excellent. But my UNL student teachers were just that, even cut above. I was fortunate, I never had a poor student teacher. So that means everybody was training their student teachers well. But the University of Nebraska is where it cut above. That's because they get the studio classes with the internationally known artists, but they also get curriculum development and questions asked about how you educate others, especially youth, from art educators. And the Big 12 has marvelous art education programs at some of their flagship places. And I was so excited to hear when you were moving to that conference. And I thought, yes, because artists will compete right at that level. And then the devastation that I felt when I heard that this program may be considered here to be cut was just tremendous. You also need to offer the program because some kids
need to come to a big university for that experience. And none of the other programs could offer that total education. And kids coming from rural areas, our medium-sized areas like York, need that opportunity to get their K-12 RN endorsement, but at a large university, not at a small. They need that experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My name is Matt Ockley, and I'm going to speak about the K-12 RN endorsement. I am a Lincoln Public Schools elementary art teacher. I graduated from UNL with a BFA in 1996, and then I came back for post-bac and finished that in 2005, and I'm currently a graduate student working on my master's. Very good. One of the big things for me with UNL is the service that Gene Demison and that program provide in terms of professional development. In the 6 years since I graduated from here, with my postdoc, I've been back almost every summer to learn something new to improve my teaching. I've been mentoring teachers, and that is reconnecting to the theory to improve my practice, and I fear the loss of that. I also, the comments made by Margaret Moss, the idea that our flagship will cut art, what that might do to the addition of art teachers throughout our state, and to shrink our education. And so I would hope that there is some way to reconsider cutting this program if you do that, because it's such a vital link for me as a professional in my continued development. As a student in doing research here soon with my master's, I fear losing professors that got me to come to this university, to make this university.
Thank you.
I'm John Claiborne. I'm a doctor. I'm just an addendum here, but UNL is the only institution other than Kearney to offer a master's degree in art, visual arts education, and that's really important. And it also is the only college in Nebraska that offers a PhD in education, or at least in visual arts education. And I haven't researched my work very well, but I just wanted to pull that out because we cut the basic program. We're going to be cutting the other programs too. And those are vital to art education in the state. So thanks for your time.
They're vital for keeping people in the state of Nebraska. And someone asked a question about, can art education students find jobs easily? Well, currently, York has an art education position. There are so many open in the state of Nebraska that there are not enough graduates and there are not enough people moving around. And I know we have two of the nicest art rooms in the state of Nebraska, the fifth person there will share between middle school and high school. And we have a very low number of applicants, just like the same size grants that I asked. And there are other areas we have tons of them.
And I would like to add that the cost of cutting art education here in Nebraska is less than $30,000. You're cutting two teaching positions, people working for half of that. Obviously, they're very passionate about what they're doing. They're not working at full professor salary. You're cutting $27,000 to cut an entire program.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. For the committee, okay, I'd like to say the hearings are now closed. We are going to convene tomorrow to begin our deliberations. I hope that we will...